Oh, no. Holmes. Doctor, will you? We have arrived too late. There is no pulse.
So, gentlemen, you have attained your end.
The Missing Three-Quarter by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. Dramatized for radio by Roger Daines. With Clive Medicine as Sherlock Holmes and Michael Williams as Dr. John Watson. And featuring Peter Jeffrey as Dr. Leslie Armstrong. The Missing Three-Quarter.
Holmes. Holmes. I do believe you've been staring at that these 20 minutes.
16 1/2 minutes. Strand postmark. Here. Dispatched at 9:12.
Please await me. Terrible misfortune. Right wing. Three-quarter missing. Indispensable tomorrow. Overton.
Yes, Mr. Overton was evidently considerably excited when he sent it.
Yes, that would account for the rather incoherent nature of the message, I suppose.
Yes, well, its sender will be here shortly, I dare say, and then all will doubtless be explained.
Holmes, am I to take it you're puzzled by this telegram?
Yes, I should value your opinion, Watson, as always. Even the most insignificant problem is welcome in these stagnant days.
It is true that things have been very slow with us.
That's right. I daily expect the appearance of a new and baffling case. Hence the Times, Watson, which I would be grateful that you should let me read.
You know I dread these periods of inactivity, Holmes.
My syringe lies empty and undisturbed in its case, Doctor, for which release I thank you once again. Mm-hmm. Now.
It is about pigeons.
What?
Or, more properly, a pigeon. The telegram.
You amaze me.
Right wing, three-quarter missing. A bird of some kind, clearly.
But how, a pigeon?
Oh, it's not really so very complicated, Holmes. I took particular account of the telegram's strand postmark and of the fact that the missing wing is indispensable tomorrow, Saturday. Now, the strand leads to Charing Cross Station. The South Eastern Railway, I believe, runs trains with special provision for the release of racing pigeons. And if you will lend me the Times an instant... Yes. There is just such a competition tomorrow.
My dear Watson.
Mr. Overton is the trainer of a champion racing pigeon, and some rival has attempted to cheat him of tomorrow's prize by clipping the right wing of his best competitor.
I am full of admiration.
Oh, they are but your own methods, Holmes.
Ah. Well, we shall know all about our pigeon now, I suspect. Yes, a young gentleman in a state of some excitement. Mr. Overton, in all probability, and the possessor of a physique, I am sorry to say, Watson, which suggests a rather more athletic pursuit than bird racing.
Oh, I don't suppose there is a typical shape for a pigeon trainer.
Yes, but 16 stone, or thereabouts, of solid bone and muscle, not to speak of hands, I said, a Smithfield market porter. My dear fellow, he would crush a racing pigeon in an instant.
Oh, Mr. Sherlock Holmes.
And my friend Dr. John Watson.
I've already been down to Scotland Yard about all this, Mr. Holmes, but Inspector Stanley Hopkins advised me to come to you.
Well, Hopkins,
pray, sit down.
It's awful, gentlemen, quite awful. I wonder my hair isn't grey with it. Godfrey Staunton's simply the linchpin of the whole team. I'd willingly lose two from the pack rather than Godfrey from the three-quarter line, willingly. Passing, tackling, ruck, maul, nobody to touch him. And then he's got the head, you see, as well. He can hold us all together. What am I to do? That's what I ask you, Mr. Holmes.
Well, I really...
Well, of course I have the reserves, but Morehouse is really a half, no judgment. And he can't sprint for nuts. Oh, yes, you'll say. He has a fine pace kick.
If I assure you,
Oxford Flyers can romp round him. And as for Stevenson, well...
Well?
Well, he's fast enough, but a three-quarter who can neither punt nor drop isn't worth a place just because he can run, is he?
Well, no.
Done, Mr. Holmes, done. Unless you can help me to find Godfrey Staunton.
Watson, pass me letter S, will you?
Certainly.
Oh, boy, thank you. Staunton, yes.